right, everybody. Well, welcome back to another great episode. You are in the jar. We are the Garlic Jar Podcast Show. I am Dr. Doldrums, a.k.a. Maddie. And, of course, you know who I am always here with in these night hours when we do these great episodes. I'm here with Jenna. Jenna, say hello to everybody.
What's up, guys?
All right. She's right on cue. She's ready to go. And, Jen, I'd like to just say real quick before we start introducing our other co-parts here. We are in episode 30.
We are.
This is the... Think about this. I want this to sink in. We are in the 30th episode of this podcast.
We are.
I have to... The reason why we start this off with just me and you talking real quick is I want to ask you, did you ever think that we would get to 30 episodes? Like, do you think that this would have still went on?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. No, because I was thinking that. Like, I was thinking about it today when I was outside putting up the Christmas lights, and I'm like, man, I'm like, it hit me where it's like, this is the 30th episode. And, like, would we have gotten this far if it was, again, the original brainstorm idea of breakfast mornings with Matt and Jenna, you know? Like, I really think...
Yeah, I still think so, even if, you know, we had to change around some ideas because of the pandemic, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I still think we would have made it.
I just think it's astonishing. Like, I mean, it's astonishing. It's successful. Downloads. People have just been so great with this.
Yeah.
And again, I mean, I actually like the fact that we're getting more downloads than the plays because people are preferring that. You know, we're kind of getting that a little bit. Well, I'm getting that feedback from the stats that are collected. Because again, you know, you're getting the downloads from Spotify. You're getting the downloads from, you know, you're getting the downloads from Spotify. You're getting the downloads from Apple iTunes. Again, it's pretty cool. That we're just having this great feedback. We're having this great success with it. So we're just going to keep it going for however long we can. So happy 30th episode. We are in a gaming episode, by the way, everybody. And of course, we bring back our very own gaming guru, Zach Allen. Zach, we have not had you on here for a couple episodes. We had you on a little bit of a break, but what's going on, brother?
Not much. Got a new audio set up, so everything's going good.
So as you were getting your new audio set up all fixed and ready to go, we were just finishing out episode 28 and 29. You know, just chilling out. But, you know, being that this is a gaming episode, I have a couple quotes to start us. Well, a couple things. Yeah, I guess we could say quotes to get us in the mood. Because before we go and we introduce our guest of honor tonight, you know, I just want to say a couple things about games, you know? Games don't make you violent. Lag does. All right? I would think, and I think we could speak here for everybody, we're not players. We're gamers. Okay, I know that one might be corny. But failure doesn't mean the game is over. It just means that we try again with more experience. And I think as we play games, you know, we look at ourselves as the hero of 1,000 stories. We're the superhero. We're the assassin. The soldier. The vigilante driving around, running people over, completing missions. I mean, it's kind of cool. But this one, actually, this quote was on a list of 23 motivational quotes for gamers. And, of course, it's ranked the last because probably because of the content that's in it. But I don't even know if I could read it. Oh, hang on a second. I knew this was going to happen. Oh, God. They should never put man titties and BO in the same sentence. You know what? I can't do it right now. I can't do it with a straight... I can't read it.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I can't read this without laughing. All right, so we have a special guest here tonight. I'll try to come back to this quote in just a little bit, but we have.
I'll actually say something.
Go ahead.
Before.
Go ahead.
For all those people out there that say gaming doesn't impact people's lives, I just want you to know that you're dead wrong.
Exactly. Exactly.
Dead wrong.
Exactly. And I mean, looking at it, I have been stoked about getting back into gaming. I've gone now to the point where it's like, okay, new rig, trying to get my new setup going. Now I've gotten my Xbox, which, man, that was like, to you guys, I mean, that's a conversation that we could have, like, later. But real quick, we are here with a special guest of honor tonight. We have Pablo Cortez.
Hello.
Did I get that right? Did I get that right? Correa. Pablo Correa. Thank you. Sorry, everybody.
Had me in class for 2 years.
You know what? I have over 120 kids.
That's hilarious.
I have 120 kids each year. But fun. Yeah, Pablo Correa. Dude, what's going on?
It's going great. Just, you know, I recently, like early this year, I managed to have like a dream-ish, because I still want to do more computer PC build, which I've always wanted up IKEA PC since I was a kid. Always been a console player, but like right now having a PC, it just feels great.
Nice.
Like how many things I can do.
PC gaming life is
just
the
keyboard
way.
And mouse.
It is the way. Nice. Right?
No, it's not.
It is the way.
Real quick question, Matt.
Console
Your Xbox
for life.
Hasn't exploded yet.
Oh. You know, I tried explaining this to my brother.
$5, it's still in the box.
It is. It actually is.
I knew it.
It's in the box.
Disgrace, Matt.
Jen, how? How was I going to get...
I don't know, but it's Saturday. You should have at least played it today.
Yeah, Saturday for the
boys. All right. Well, listen, it's still in the box. I plan on getting this hooked up tomorrow. That is the game plan. Because what everybody doesn't know is that Maddie here, aka your Dr. Doldrums, I just got done playing goddamn Operation North Pole. What that means is that I just got done decorating the fucking front of my house, and I just got done putting up a 9-foot fucking Christmas tree. Which, let me tell you something, the schematics, I had to get my father-in-law to help me connect the fucking plugs in that tree. So, and you know what, I will be That's more than rough. Happy to show everybody the schematics that they gave us in the box, because they were fucking...
Is it a new one?
They were fucking wrong!
Kids show, or I'm going to have to start beeping it out.
Alright, my problems. My bad. Anyway, Jen, what did you say?
Is it a new tree?
Oh, it absolutely is. We bought it in, January, when Jerry's was having their holiday sale. I think we got it at 75% off.
Yeah, see, like, we got a new one for this year, and, like, you just connect, you know, one to the other together. Like, there's no plugs. It's all inside the middle.
It's a beautiful tree, but I'm going to tell you something right now. I've never had, like, trees are very easy nowadays because, so you would think. You know, you start with the base, then you connect the middle, and then you connect the top. And they're all, corded, hooked together. Not this tree. This tree had like 15 different plugs that you had to fish through, connect it to this one, connect it to that one, and you literally had to start from the top of the tree. The top.
Oh, God.
Well,
so what you're saying is they did everything backwards.
Well, right. So they tell you to assemble the tree from the base up, okay, but then now your connections start from top to bottom. All the trees that we've had, right? Where is the freaking plug at? Where should you start?
Welcome to 2020.
Right. So, I'm sorry. For dropping a couple F-bombs, it was well worth it. I needed that.
Actually,
what am I saying
out?
Fucking sorry for? No, this is an explicit show. All right. On that note.
Spindrift, if you're listening, here's your weekly plug.
Oh.
A weekly plug.
Yep.
And pour.
Do we have any?
ASMR.
ASMR.
Listen to that. There that is go. So organic.
Friggin' Spindrift, man.
I don't have a glass
like
to pour in, but I'm gonna pop one open too.
Ooh.
Mine's already open, so
I'm gonna see if I can pop my cap here. I have a bottle of beer, so did you guys hear that? There we go.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah. Alright, cheers guys. Here's a little swig to get ourselves going. Mm-hmm.
Everybody ready?
Thank you.
Beautiful. Alright. So, Jenna, can you elaborate on some topics here? I know Zach and Pablo are with us, and Pablo, I am so sorry for getting your name wrong there.
It's fine.
No,
I get it
no,
all the time.
It, you know what? I am.
You should hear the names I got, like, from everything from Pedro to...
Pedro.
Listen, to just everything.
Listen, Turbo, I'm going to just say this. I think Pablo and I can both agree that you were one of the best teachers that we have had, so it's okay if you get our names wrong.
Yeah,
like, perfectly acceptable.
I don't give that title to
Well, you know what? I appreciate that, Alex. So if you could, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh no, you said the trigger word.
All right, so, Jed, can you just go? Can you and Zach go through the topics? I have to read something here.
We're essentially going to be doing a backdoor pilot for when Zach gets his shit together and does his own podcast. Right, Zach?
Yeah, if I can find somebody to do it. If not, fun fact, I am starting a
YouTube channel would have been next year. I would have been totally down for that. I just have too much going on right now to be consistent.
I get it. Like I said, podcast doesn't fall through. I have a YouTube channel starting up next year.
YouTube.
Yeah.
Check my Twitter.
What are you planning on doing?
I haven't got that far yet. Got some ideas.
And you gotta remember, there's gonna be the times where we're roping you in, dragging you in, so.
Yeah.
You're like the Avengers. You'll be called when needed.
I'm happy to be on this podcast.
Good.
All right.
So, yeah, I also better be, if you're calling me an Avenger, I better be Iron Man.
No.
Absolutely not, please.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, Zach, you could be...
I think you outrank me.
Zach, you could be Cap, okay?
I don't want to be Cap. Can I at least be Chadwick?
Sure, you could be Chadwick.
Yes.
Thank you.
You can't be Batman.
No, you can't be Batman. No. Actually, we're gonna cut you off this track right now.
Not even an Avenger. Not even part of the same universe.
Speaking of different universes, I have something for the good of the group before we get going.
Please acknowledge us.
I'm not sure if... I know Matt follows Harry Potter and stuff, but have you lads seen Fantastic Beasts or the Harry Potter film series?
When I was a little kid, I watched the first three, but I don't remember much of them. Okay. My girlfriend's trying to get me back into them.
We commend her for that.
Zach?
I've seen all of the Harry Potter movies.
Did you see the Fantastic Beasts?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
All right. So
that is actually
last...
on my list.
That's all right. It's good. So second one's trash, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So last week we talked about, because Johnny Depp he got the boot from playing Grindelwald. So reports this week that Mads Mikkelsen from Rogue One, Galen Erso, he is going to be...
And Hannibal.
Yes, Hannibal. He is going to be the next Grindelwald, which I'm pleased about. He was on our list last week. Matt,
yeah, he was.
Remember.
He was.
Speaking of Johnny Depp, I don't know if you saw...
I just think what happened to him is unfair.
There's a petition going around to get his wife kicked
Amber.
Out of her role. Yeah.
Yeah.
I signed that.
Out of Aquaman.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. What happened?
There's a petition to get her kicked off. Because of what she did to Johnny.
Whole...
Because Johnny got released and she's still reportedly going to star in her role. So someone started a petition going around collecting signatures to get her kicked off.
Johnny
and Johnny
on. So wait, Amber Heard is taking over a lead role that Johnny Depp was supposed to have?
No, Matt. They're trying to can her from Aquaman 2.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I signed it.
Yeah, I think it's unfair because he's such a great person.
Well, I have a little heart there for Johnny Depp as well. But you know what? I don't know. It comes down to this where, listen, if you're an abuser, again, we don't know the whole true story of it.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's the one thing that I would just like to put out here before offending anybody, and then they're going to start saying, oh, did you hear on Garlic Jar? No, we're not saying that we're siding with anything, but we really don't know the true details. Mm-hmm. We don't.
Yeah.
So.
It's all speculation.
I mean, at this point, I'm still going to like Johnny. He's a really great actor. I mean, look at his resume compared to hers. I mean, the number one thing is that you look at age. Age is the difference. But that's that's not just the fact of the matter. The matter is that this guy has been through so many roles in his career, from young start to right now where he's at. He's built a resume. He's built a chronicle of his acting career, you know? You can't erase that. I'm sorry. And I think whatever comes out about the outcome, you're still going to have a loyal fan base that will be memorable to his movies, still like him. But again, some are going to get hurt, and again, they're going to walk away from the Johnny Depp that they liked.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
Jen, I like what you came out for the good of the group though, because
like, Mads.
But I mean, yeah, like last week when we did that episode, you were so spot on with stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, it, honestly, that was one of my favorite conversations through 30 episodes that we've done. Like, I mean, I was glued to your discussion. I was glued to your predictions.
Thank you. I put some thought into that.
I mean, I even said, I was like, my God, you know, my ideas of who could come in to replace Johnny Depp, they were good, but they weren't great like yours, you know?
Yeah, like, ideally, Colin Farrell would have been the best choice, but well, he's filming The Batman, so he's not available.
Yeah, and yeah. But again, so. That could be a
very excited for that.
Yeah, right? I think there's a lot of, you know what? I think there's a lot of positive hype around that. I just hope that it sticks to it. I hope it's something that does not, you know, fall through the cracks and really becomes a piece of poop, you know?
Yeah. Like Robert Pattinson as an actor is incredible to me. I love
him. You like him? Like as an actor? Okay.
I really do. He has a lot of range. Like he's one of the best actors.
Oh, I mean, he, like Edward Cullen, Cedric Diggory.
Never really liked him as Edward Cullen. Cedric Diggory. What was a big role he was in recently? Yeah. The Lighthouse.
That was.
Ever
good.
Seen Lighthouse? Anyone? Yeah. That was a great.
But he'll role. Be forever tied to those movies and pop culture that we just referenced, like the yes, Twilight. Yeah. Yeah.
Johnny Depp.
Well. I think we should shift gears and maybe hit another button on the controller here and say, let's start talking gaming, you know? Because, I mean, we got a lot of stuff to go through. And,
yeah,
let's do it.
Zach, I really like what you said there. You know, before I was trying to read this, because I'm still looking at it on the screen, and the minute I try reading the first word, I can't get past it. But it's so funny because it's something that we can think of. It's like, yep. Typical gamer, you gotta laugh at it, you know? But, you know, gaming is a passion. I think there is still a scene that looks at it and,
I feel like people don't realize that, you know, there's a whole, like, for certain games, there's an entire professional community that actually plays the game for a living.
Right, you know?
And these teams have fan bases around them, just like any sports team.
Just like any sports
team. Right, and I think... What got us? Well, I mean, we've been on this side, and we've been on this support for a while because we do. We appreciate, and we're behind gaming 100%. You know. But what happened was, by the way, David Sunflower Seeds, fantastic. that should be my sponsor. They should sponsor. I should get a sponsorship from them.
Oh, sponsor, yeah. Sponsor.
David's and Spindrift.
Yep, Dave. Yeah, David Sunflower Seeds. Can you imagine that? This episode of Garlic Jar Podcast Show is brought to you by David Sunflower Seeds and Spindrift. All right, remember to stay classy out there.
Sounds good.
See, I could do it, guys. Anyway, but no, I just like that there was an appreciation, there was a loyalty, there was a stand that you still stick to support the gaming community by saying what you said. And Pablo, you said something really good too. It's escapism. But it's not just escapism, but there's professional aspects to it. There's an art behind it. It's a hobby and it's just, those are some key things to be appreciative of about it. You know,
me personally, I view it as a way to get away from the real world and to relax.
I like to see it as I like to see it as escapism, a form of art too. Like, there's so many beautiful games out there and beautiful stories and impactful stories.
Like, I mean, does anybody ever think of like the reason why we are so glued or we're so attached to a game is not just because of what we played, but what we learned from it. Like, I mean, like an experience or a story.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like a live story.
I have a perfect example. Go ahead. Horizon Zero Dawn is the perfect example to everything you guys just said.
I swear to God, Horizon Zero Dawn is Zach's Keanu Reeves.
Agreed.
Oh,
I'll admit,
Keanu Reeves.
I mentioned Keanu Reeves at least once a podcast.
Yeah.
He's my favorite.
Now that you said that, you said that.
I commend that.
I agree.
But
this is the one.
Everyone has their own reason to play video games. I kind of want to hear what you guys' reason would be. Like, what's the reason you play a video game? Like, for example, mine, I like to play games for the story.
Me too.
I like the escapism of it, and like the narratives.
Well, I mean, besides just the sure point of entertainment, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's a getaway from the real stuff that goes on in our everyday lives. I mean, you know, we go to work, we work. We come home, there's still more work to do. But if it's those couple hours that we can enjoy just to get outside the box, relax, be entertained, and like you said, play it. Just have fun. I mean, that's what I enjoy, being behind the gaming aspect.
And like right now, with the pandemic, nobody's really going anywhere.
Right.
So
this is if somebody wasn't, you know, if somebody, especially if they're getting into gaming, maybe this was the year.
Now is the
time.
The time to break
it out for them.
As a joke, I like to say to my friends, and it's time by this 2020 year to gamer.
Yeah.
Yep. Agreed.
You're the gamer.
Yep.
I have a lot of games on my to play list.
On my backlog, yeah. Jesus Christ. I have a game to beat. I'm playing through a game, and I see, oh, Steam sale. Let me buy 40 more games.
Right?
By the way, I just bought Phasmophobia on on Steam. Again. Yeah. That was my recent purchase. I'm still trying to play around with it and stuff like that, but it looks pretty cool. Again, I'm not going to get into it because I already talked about it on a different podcast episode. But yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm willing to play with you for soon.
Anybody get Valhalla yet?
No,
not yet, because I'm still playing to The Witcher 3 and I'm waiting for Cyberpunk.
Okay.
After Cyberpunk,
you're
I'll get Valhalla
forever
maybe.
For Cyberpunk.
Probably.
Oh, stop. Don't do that to me. Stop. I already said.
Okay, guys, I think I'm ready to read this quote without laughing.
Okay. Go for it.
If you don't do it this one time, we're moving on to the the topics.
Okay.
He's gonna leave.
Man titties and BO. Don't judge me, bro.
Oh, yikes.
Wow.
Yikes.
Wow.
That's the 23rd quote ranked on Instagram. Who the hell would write that?
I don't know why it's 23.
How do you not find that funny?
I don't know.
I just want to run away with
it. Yeah, I was just like, it's thinking like, I don't want to play a game with you.
See, I can't say what image that brings to my head when you say that.
Okay, why do you have to do that? Now I have an image in my head, too.
I just can't put it into words.
I'm uncomfortable now.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please, continue.
Anyways.
Well, I just want to say before we get into these topics.
I'm going to mute my mic. Hang on.
To start a fight right now and say it is not a kid's game. Y'all will know what that means once we get into it.
It's not a kid's game. Okay.
I think it is.
Not a kid's game.
It is not a kid's game.
You think it is.
So, all right, let's not keep everybody
waiting.
Yes,
let's go.
You guys want to talk about Minecraft.
We do.
Which I asked yesterday. I'm like, well, isn't that a children's game?
It was made for the intention of a children's game. I will give you that. It was supposed to be a children's game. And then it kind of blew up on the scene as a game for everybody.
It kind of spiraled out of control, huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't played it, so I don't...
Well, you should try it.
Maybe you need to get it.
I would recommend it.
I've never.
Yes. Once school is over this semester, I will have some free time.
Fun fact.
It's a very accessible game.
Since you guys are mostly console players.
Yes.
It is on console.
Yikes. Yes.
No PC gaming for this one.
We'll get you on there eventually.
PC gamer?
Probably not. I like my laptop. My laptop is for school, for work.
Get a gaming laptop.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money to spend.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'm not against it. I mean, I'd be open to it because I know a lot of people that actually play Minecraft. Like, some of my friends, Jenna, you would know them too. Like, you know, like we go and we talk, like Merc, CJ, and Char. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've been pretty... I kind of look at where Zach's coming from, because I know where he's actually coming from on those points with the Minecraft game. You know, yeah, it was... Let's be honest. I mean, we're dead serious about it. It was targeted, and it was marketed for kids.
It was.
It was
marketed for kids,
yeah.
And then it just kind of
But it
blew up.
It did. Yeah.
And
it
I think up. The reason why it blew up is because it's a game where you can just jump into at any time. And just literally do whatever you want to do.
Like the
it's an open sandbox world.
Like you want to build a whole city, you can do that. You want to go kill the Ender Dragon, you can do that.
Exactly. You can do whatever you want.
You
want
to... You know, there's servers for like, you know, there's servers online for like Hunger Games. You know, you can if
there's
you want to play
Hunger Games, you can do that. Actually, yeah. Really? Fun. Yeah.
Hmm.
It's a game for everyone.
Definitely.
Interesting.
So.
There's a creative mode. There's, you know, survival. There's hardcore if you want to do like a hardcore, like one life playthrough and try to like get to the end.
Yep.
It's a very accessible game. It's very simple to understand, but hard to master.
It's open.
A lot into
it's
it.
Very open.
It's open and simple, but also in depth. So if you want to just, you know, have like a simple, like, you know, chill back and just play it for like a few hours, you can do that and have fun. But if you want to get really into it and be like super like serious about it, there's a lot of depth into this game too.
Yep. Did you guys ever see the South Park episode? Like, Pablo, I'm not sure if you're a South Park fan or not.
I don't watch South Park. No, sorry.
Oh, diary to the heart.
I'm sorry. I don't find comedy shows like that funny.
Okay, that's all right.
Oh, man, that is a blow to pop culture there.
Yeah. Well, Matt, you know the episode that I'm referencing.
Oh yeah.
When all the parents try to learn Minecraft.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They seek out the one that knows how to teach them.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not. You're not going to learn the game in a day. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll jump right into it. So they're getting another update. Said to release in late spring, early summer of 2021. And it's 1.17 Cave and Cliffs update.
Okay.
It is said to be the biggest update the game has ever received in the history. And it has been out since 2010. It's been out 10 years, and this is the biggest update we're getting.
2008?
Maybe.
Am I crazy? It's been...
I think the Alpha and Beta.
Alpha?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Alpha. Because remember C-Nanners? Remember C-Nanners?
Yeah. And the game actually released in 2010.
Man. Yeah.
It's been out a while.
All right, so they're kind of promising something here.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to explain everything because we'll be here for 4 hours. But let's just say it desperately needs this update. Desperately. So we're getting new...
No, I was going to say desperately because... What, is the game getting old? Is it getting stale? Like, what's going on? Like...
The best way I can put it is this update's going to change the generation of the mountains and caves.
Okay.
Which has not been updated since the game released.
Okay.
So it's just getting, you know, it's the same thing. It's getting stale, I guess.
All right.
It's getting boring.
So
we need a change.
We're getting a redefining moment here. I mean, when you say, like, caves and mountains, I'm assuming that those are two important settings, two major settings.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, I mean, you know what?
Think of it this way.
Go ahead.
Minecraft is made up of different areas called biomes.
Uh-huh.
Biomes, yeah.
So you got the plains, which is no trees and open grass, and then you got snowy biomes.
Okay. Like tundra.
Mountains,
desert, too.
Yeah. The mountains are a biome itself, so we're getting a completely updated biome.
Wow. Okay.
Along with the caves.
Yeah. You know, can I make a comparison here? Jen, you'd probably agree with me on this, too.
Sure.
We're gonna kind of go back a little bit in the vault here of games. So if we go back to, Pokemon, okay. If we go back to Pokemon, like Red, Blue, and Yellow version. Now, Jen, as we were young and we religiously lived by that Game Boy Color back in the day.
We did.
I mean, yeah, your Game Boy Color was at your side a lot. And those games took up a lot of time. That happened to be one of my favorite Christmases where I actually got the teal Game Boy Color.
I had that too.
Yep, yeah. And my parents got me Pokemon Red. I remember that. I was so stoked. And then it was probably maybe 3 months after that, I went out and it was right around St. Patrick's Day. I went out and I got Blue version, you know?
I only did the Red.
Well, my parents told their thing was that they didn't know what version to get me, you know, because there was two versions at the time. Yellow wasn't even out yet. So I remember that vividly, but I told them, I said all I wanted, they didn't even have to get the game. Somebody, when they went to Toys R Us, they said like, oh, are you here to also pick up Pokemon Red too? So it's like a plus. Like I wanted it, but like I don't think they understood what I was talking about. it just so happened they got the Game Boy Color. Whoever was at the desk, they said, do you want a copy of Pokemon? And they said, my dad was like, yeah, you know what, get him a game. And it just so happened, yes, it was Red version, you know? Because when they sold the Game Boy Color, they marketed it. And again, when you went to pick up your Game Boy Color in the stores, I mean, first off, people, like pre-sales, you'd go and you'd buy it, you'd go to the, you'd go to Toys R Us, you'd take a ticket out of an envelope on the shelf, you'd take it up to the register, and even though that they didn't have them there, you paid for it, but you came back to pick it up. I tried that, and it did not work. And again, Christmas came, thank God, I was so happy. But let me go back into that whole thing about environments. You look at the environments of how those games were designed back in the day. They were cool. They were retro, right? But when the newer versions started coming out, and then you got newer cities, newer towns, mm-hmm. newer developments, you know, like it was like, yeah, new regions, like leagues and everything, right? That was really cool. Like, I loved how they made a transition from going into like the Game Boy Color look. And then once you went into Game Boy Advance or Nintendo 3DS, the 3DS, right? I mean, wow, not the Switch. I'm not talking about that yet. I mean, obviously that we could probably add that in there. But I'm just going right there from retro and just going from, okay, the Game Boy Color, right to the Game Boy Advance, right to the 3DS. I mean, those right there, I mean, they just redefined it. They brought more out into the game. It just looked like you were more in a lively environment. And not only that, you were getting different regions. So it was different environments. And it was like, with different environments, it brought on different Pokemon, different abilities. It was cool, you know?
Yep, that's basically what they're doing there, just bringing in different stuff.
Yeah.
Which I like. So, with this new update, we are getting more blocks,
yeah,
more items, different world generation, and different mobs.
Ooh.
So I'm going to start off with the mobs. We're getting a goat that spawns in the... Yes, that spawns in the mountains.
That's funny.
The goats are actually pretty cool because they have a... They just do it at random. They have a charging attack, so anything around them they will charge at, and they can actually kill them.
Oh.
It's at random. Yeah. Completely random.
That's funny.
The other mob...
That's funny.
...that we're getting that is not a hostile mob. So, before I continue, there are two types of mobs. Hostile and passive. Hostile will attack you on sight. Passive will not. Simple as that. The other passive mob we are getting, it's called an axolotl.
A what?
Yeah.
It's like a little lizard.
It's like an underwater lizard, basically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
Yep. So the third mob is a hostile mob, and it's called a warden. And it spawns in these new cliffs, or these new caves. So it's basically another boss fight, which is kind of fun.
Another, like the is it with the wither?
Yeah, the wither, the ender dragon, is just another boss fight.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. So the world generation... We're getting amethyst geodes. Now you may be asking what those are. Picture a picture of an amethyst in your head. You know how they have the white part, the black part, and then the actual amethyst? Mm-hmm. So like it starts with the amethyst and then I believe it goes to white and then black. Think of that in a Minecraft game. That's basically, it'd spawn underground in the caves just like that.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Interesting.
Pretty cool.
I didn't know about this stuff.
I'm still trying to fucking figure out, like, why the hell would you fight a mob of goats?
That'd be funny.
I think they're aiming not to want to fight a mob of ghosts. That's why they put...
No, not ghosts. Goats.
Yeah, goats.
Like, nah. Yeah, goats. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
Speaking of, before I continue... Okay. I'm not going to cover everything in this update because there's way too much. So if you want to know every single little detail about the update, go on YouTube and search Minecraft Live 2020.
Do you have a webpage that, like, when we put this on Twitter, Zach, can you post something underneath the link? Like, is there something that we could go to, like, a read-to?
Yeah, I think Minecraft actually put it up on their website.
Yeah.
So I will double check on that. All right,
because when we post it on the Twitter... and we link everybody to it, obviously. Just see if you could find that link and put it in there, because...
Yeah, I will.
Okay, that'd be awesome.
I will.
But is there anything else significant that you have to touch on before we take break?
Yes, I'm going to run through it really quick. We're getting a couple new items, amethyst shard, a copper ingot, powdered snow bucket, and we're getting a spyglass. So a spyglass basically just lets you see farther than what you normally would. We're getting some new blocks. Cool. Obviously, we're getting an amethyst. We're getting calcite, which is the white. We're getting a block called tuff, which is the black stuff around the amethyst. We're getting a candle, which Minecraft never really has a candle. It's always been torches. So that's
lamps.
It's pretty cool. We're getting copper. Funny thing with the copper, we're actually getting a lightning rod. So for those of you that don't play Minecraft, Minecraft has had a notorious issue, bug, where if lightning strikes wood, it will burn.
Makes sense.
Nonstop. It makes sense, but the bug is that it won't stop. It's supposed to stop after like 5-10 seconds. It just doesn't stop. So if you have an entire house made out of wood and it gets struck by lightning,
you're fucked.
It's gone. Okay. Yeah. So what this lightning rod will do is if you put it at the top of your house, at the highest point, the lightning will strike the rod, not burn your house down.
So it's a lightning rod.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of funny that instead of fixing the bug, they just add a new item.
I prefer it. I prefer that.
I prefer it that way too, because like, I mean, for me, it's not a bug.
Wait, whoa. Hang on a feature. Second. You said a bug. So...
Yes.
So, technically, if a house got struck, a wooden house got struck by lightning, it caught on fire, what, was there a premise behind the it wood, that it was only supposed to burn for so long?
Yes. But I got you. The fire was supposed to burn for a maximum of 10 seconds.
You know, that's a pretty big bug.
the bug is that it'll burn more than 10
seconds. I would
seconds.
Be pissed.
So they fixed... They fixed this bug by putting in the lightning rod.
I gotcha.
Which is fine.
Yeah, no, I think it sounds pretty interesting.
We're getting tinted glass, which is actually...
Tinted glass.
That's...
Yes.
Ah. That's interesting. Yeah, because the glass is just... Actually, there are multiple tinted color windows. Glasses.
There are. 16.
Yeah, but there isn't, like, tinted. You can see through them.
You can see through them, but the ones that are currently in the game are not tinted glass. We're getting tinted glass in the new update.
My That's question is, could you get in trouble in the game for having tinted windows?
No.
This is a GTA.
This
is a GTA. Yeah. But
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's my update. I will definitely find a link and post it under the Twitter.
All right. Well, we appreciate...
You want to learn more?
We definitely appreciate that. That was some pretty good stuff for Minecraft. And like you said, it's a big fan base. I'm sure a lot of people would like to hear this and get the details. The update definitely does sound big, so make sure you keep us up to date with that. Jen?
I'm going to reiterate.
Go ahead.
It is not just a kid's game.
Okay. Last time
I'm saying
it. I didn't say... Okay. Jen, can you please take us into break? Because I think right now we're meeting that midway point, so...
Yeah. All right, so if you guys want to hit pause or run and go grab a drink, go to the restroom... We will be right back with you after these short messages. Alright guys, welcome back from our little break there. Hope you're all refreshed and ready to go for the second half of our podcast with Maddie, myself, Zach, and Pablo. So on the back half of this, we've got some interesting topics to talk about, and most of it is pretty much what's relevant going on today, if you guys would agree, in the gaming world.
Yeah.
100% so, agree.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can go, Matt.
No, go ahead, Jen.
I was going to say, so I think we're going to start ahead, with go. Graphics cards? Question mark? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well... Yeah. I think if anybody could educate us, again, this isn't our expertise.
Definitely
when it
not.
Comes to the market of them. I mean, I get the, concepts. I mean, I know it's definitely hardware that a lot of people really want to get their hands on. They're very, very popular once you're starting to get into the build aspects for a gaming rig. But Zach and Pablo are going to definitely give us some information here that will be beneficial. And I think, really, you know, if anybody listens to this episode and they're interested in gaming rigs, they're looking at building one, perhaps you guys are the resource that today, tonight, here, you could provide
listeners,
our viewers with
listeners.
Some information on. So what cards are... Yeah, listeners.
Viewers.
Right? What am I saying? Readers?
One day we'll do some
viewers, readers.
Yeah.
Viewers, readers. Ugh.
But yeah, educate us, guys. Rather than me be the one to educate, you guys educate us.
So, do you want to start, Pablo? Oh,
there's so much to go in here. Okay.
So
you can start.
Basically,
earlier this
year, NVIDIA released the new line of graphics cards, the 3000 series, which basically, long story short, took the 2000 series market and completely crashed it. So instead of buying a 3080 for like, I don't know, $1,200 on release, you could go buy a 2080 Ti for $500, when at release the 2080 Ti was over $1,000. Yeah. So it's pretty much cut the prices in half because the 3000 series doubled in performance. Oh yeah,
for cheaper price too. Like the 3000, I was very surprised.
Yeah,
with the 3000
right now,
series prices.
You could literally go on eBay and buy a brand new 3080 for $500 to $1,000.
Yeah.
When on release, I believe it was like $1,400. I think.
Why are they so expensive?
Something around there.
The 2080.
Because of. Go ahead.
Well, they are 4K RTX. They're like RTX is like the new technology that's like going on, like ray tracing, like global illumination, like reflections. Like for example, like the biggest reflection is like water puddles. If you play a game now, you can see like a copy of a reflection.
The easiest way RTX is think of a bright, shiny, sunny day on what you would see, and just think of that in 4K on a computer monitor. Like, that's what this technology is allowing you to do to your games, if the game supports RTX. Not all games support RTX at this point in time, but future games, most of them will.
Most do, though. Like, the biggest thing that, like, I love of RTX, like, the water puddles, like, if you look at a TV, for example, you know, like a plasma TV, it looks kind of like a dim reflection of things, right? But if you look like, for example, like a light shining on a water puddle, that looks so good
RTX,
and realistic.
RTX basically makes
and it's just like
games look and feel ultra realistic.
Ultra realistic, yeah.
Very powerful.
And they're very powerful and... That's what people are buying it like hotcakes, but they're going out of sale and no one can buy
them in mass quantities because NVIDIA is stupid and don't put a limit.
But why
on
would
address.
You need multiple?
So people are buying multiple of them selling them for twice the price on other retailers. They're
spiking
the
prices
like
crazy. If you go on eBay,
even
Facebook
you'll find
Marketplace,
them for like
you'll see
2000.
That.
When at retail, it was 14. It was like 14.
Yeah, like a graphics card.
So realistically, they're price gouging these people.
Yes. People,
what the hell?
Yeah. They're price gouging.
That's like
3090. People that don't know enough to look what the actual prices of the cards should be.
You're like, what the hell, though? Yeah. I mean, what is this? Hand sanitizer, Clorox wipes
it's,
all over
it's
again.
The world
like,
we live in, man. It's the world we live in.
Basically.
And you know what? I thought these sites were cracking down on that.
They
though.
Were supposed to be, but. I know eBay is
right?
a notorious one for it. So if you're going to shop for cards on eBay, definitely do research. Because if you don't thoroughly research the prices of the cards, you will get price gouged.
Yeah, like for what we understand, the 3090, which is the biggest edition of it, of the 3000 series, is $1,200.
Yes, and people are selling that.
The second one down is the 3080 at 600.
So the 3080,
if I'm correct, yeah,
the 3080
that one I've seen
retailed
at 12
for 600, and I was just on eBay looking. The highest price that I saw for the 3080 was 2K,
and that's the one most people are gonna want to buy because that's the one that's like meant for gaming. The 3090 is more like
the 3090
industrial kind of thing.
Basically, a card specifically for streamers
overkill
that are doing a dual PC setup.
Yeah,
that's basically what it is.
And also, not only for gaming, rendering,
so
things like that.
So think of AMD's processors, the speed that it renders, and Intel's NVIDIA graphics combined into one card. That's the 3090.
Yeah.
which that retailed for $1,500, and people are selling it on eBay for probably $3,000.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, and that one's the one that's like more industrial, which none of people are buying because, like, unless they want to go out, you know, they go ahead. But the one that most people are buying is the 3080 because that's like the one that's like more meant for gamers. It's a better price. It's like twice the performance of the 1000 series.
For my new gaming rig, so yes.
Yeah, it's just I'm trying to get one myself. I just can't find one. They're just like out of stock anywhere. If you go on eBay, they're spiked
up. But why out of stock though?
Because people are.
Can they not hold?
COVID. COVID's one thing.
Of course,
I can't make enough to keep up with demand because of COVID. And
okay, so it's production
because of people buying multiple production cards and price gouging them.
Jen, how many times have we had before we even brought Zach on? Right, we talked about a lot of stuff, like talking about the shortages and stuff. Like, this is like deja vu to me. Like, this is going back to like what we've already been preaching about back in like maybe those first like maybe 10 episodes of how there was so much shortage, the productions couldn't keep up. I mean, it's kind of funny because it's like what else are you going to hear a shortage on?
I don't think the production is the biggest issue, because if you really think about it, most of the people buying off of eBay are gonna do their research on these cards, so they're realizing that they're price gouging. So the people that are price gouging them and selling them for twice the price are not actually selling them, so they're just sitting around in this person's house or wherever they are. So that's pretty much the biggest issue, is these people that are price gouging just have 4 or 5 of these cards just laying around, not being used.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Can't. Like, people that actually want to get one.
They're,
for like,
they're waiting for the payload.
Can't.
They're waiting.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. And they're supposed to do a new, like, restock in
that's
January?
That's when the next big
I think,
restock
but
is supposed
I,
to happen.
Now, do you think that restock is going to be like a pre-sale setup?
I would hope. But I highly doubt it, because NVIDIA isn't that smart.
So, Mike,
NVIDIA is notorious for this, too.
My next question is to that. Like, if it does come out, January, there's more production put on the line, people are able to buy it, do they go through an NVIDIA to actually buy it, or do they go through a retail?
It depends
on... You can do both.
...what website they use. So, obviously, what I would do in that situation... is me personally, I would go to NVIDIA's website to see what it's retailing at, because they're the company that's making this product. Right. After I would see what their prices are, that's when I would go and check, say, Amazon, Best Buy, Newegg, and see what they're selling it for, and just compare the prices.
Oh. Okay. Makes sense.
That's what I do now at current parts, and that's actually how I build my computers. So it's just that I find it to be the cheapest way possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the most efficient, too. It's just manage to do it.
Yeah, because I often hear a lot of people backtracking. Like, once something is out and it's released, it's brand new. Don't get me wrong. I mean, a lot of people want their hands on the latest and greatest new technology, right?
Technology.
But I've often heard when it comes to these graphics cards, a lot of people kind of just not downgrade. They kind of just go back a couple models.
They do.
They're happy with that one, and then they reinstall a new one probably a couple of years after.
They were doing that with the transition from the 1000 to the 2000 series. But the problem is, when they released the 3000 series, the 3000 series basically doubled the production of the performance of every 2000 series card. So instead of them, and they're cheaper. So instead of them going back to the 2000 series, they're just looking at it saying, hey, the 3000 is doubling the performance at a cheaper price, so we're just going to go up to the 3000 series.
Yeah, because there's the 2080 Ti of the 2000 series that retail at, what, $1,200, right? And the 3080, which is double the performance of that, it's $600, so of course you're going to get the 3000 series.
For people that do, for some reason, want to go back to the 2080 Ti, you could get a 2080 Ti for easily 350, 400.
See, I would think that'd be my method. I just couldn't pull myself to buy a card for $1,200.
If you went with the 3000 series, you wouldn't have to because it's retailing for $600.
Yeah.
It doubles the performance of the 2080 Ti. So people are thinking, "Hey, do we spend the $600 and get the double performance, or do we spend the $400 on the 2080 Ti and just get what we're getting?"
Basically, for anyone that actually goes around building a computer that's listening to this, this is not a leap year.
And you know, I'm gonna drop an F-bomb here and just say fuck Nvidia for putting consumers in that situation, because it's a really shitty situation that they should have never been put into.
Oh, hey. Yeah. Listen, you could express whatever you want on this show. And you know what? I think a lot of people are also gearing their anger towards consoles. I mean, now, especially with these new systems that just came out, like the Xbox and the PlayStation 5. I mean, how many times now are we hearing about all these stories going on? Mm-hmm. You know?
Ooh. Same thing has happened with those consoles.
I mean, I was just on the Facebook marketplace. Lauren had to show me how to get onto that, because I have been ancient. It's been an ancient time since I accessed Facebook.
Isn't Facebook for old people?
I use Facebook every day.
Hey, now. Jesus. God, I wish you were in my class. You'd be getting an F right now for that.
Don't you have a Facebook, Pablo?
Well deserved.
I like Instagram better.
Yeah, I don't use it.
But
Instagram's way better.
Oh, I like Twitter too.
I like Twitter more. What about Twitter?
Basically,
guy?
What you guys are saying about the price gouging, I've seen people like they're selling these systems like for double and triple of what they are.
100, yeah.
Somebody in the marketplace last night was selling PlayStation 5 for $1,899.99. Yep. Who the hell is going to spend $1,900 on a PlayStation 5?
People that want one bad enough that couldn't pre-order it.
That's ridiculous. Yep. I think $500 is ridiculous.
A big example, which my girlfriend, she really wanted the Animal Crossing Switch, which is like the blue one with the Animal Crossing stuff. And that one, you know, retail $300. That's just a normal retail, normal price for a Switch. But they went out of stock because COVID started. That was the beginning of COVID. But you couldn't wait for them to restock. And she bought one for $600 on eBay. Double the price of it. And then 2 months after that, they restocked. So I'm still mad at her about that.
I was going to do that with my new audio setup. I have a Go XLR. And they were out of stock for so long, like the full size one, they were retailing at $500, but with the out of stock, I think they were out of stock for like 4 straight months. They were selling on eBay for like $2,500, and I was not gonna spend $2,500 on a Go XLR. So I waited the 4 months, and I finally found one for $499 retail price on a website.
Look at that.
I understand where, you know, you want the best of the best, but it is better to wait for them to restock.
Yeah.
And that goes for anything. New systems, graphics cards, anything.
Anything.
Yeah, I just can't. Like, I think $500 is bad enough for the system. Like, I get it, you know, the graphics are updated, like, all that stuff. Like, I get it. It's just, like, especially, like, in the middle of a pandemic when lots of people lost their jobs. And it's like, let's bring out these new consoles and we're going to charge $500 for them because people are still going to buy them. Like, it just upsets me a little bit.
Yep. And they do. They still do. Like, some people don't... Like, they just don't have impulse. Like,
I'm
don't
not
control their impulses.
One.
Like,
as much as I want the new Xbox, I'm not buying it.
Well, I mean, I look at it this way. You know, I do agree during a troubling time of economics. You know, my God. Yeah, you know, $500 is steep. I mean, some people, I mean, families are having a hard time covering their mortgages at this point. But you know what, though?
Mm-hmm. I was talking to a friend
of mine, a student that I had back in the day, and we connected on Facebook a couple days ago, and, you know, we started talking about PlayStation 5 because I put up a picture and I said, hey, it just arrived, because I got my Xbox on, what was that, Thursday or Friday? And, again, I got mine on September, whenever the date was, the 22nd, when the pre-sale was going on, and luckily I was able to get one through Best Buy. I don't know how, but I got it. Pablo. I got it. But
look at you.
You know, I do. I kind of feel for this because there's people that really want to get their hands on these systems. Not only that, though. I mean, you're in the Christmas time now. You know, I'm sure families are going to try and get out there and they're going to see what they can do to try and get these systems for their kids. And it's like now you're going to be met with a lot of these people that bought in bulk. They're going to outrageously charge you an arm and a leg to buy it. Kind of like how we've seen back in the day, you know, big Christmas toys like Tickle Me Elmo, Cabbage Patch Dolls, the Nintendo Wii. You guys, I mean, that's a little bit more current to your time, but even the Nintendo Wii kind of experienced that too, where nobody was able to get a Wii for the longest time. And there were fights, there were brawls over that. Right up here in Dixon City when Toys R Us was there, people were fighting over that Wii system.
Little Toys R Us.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I witnessed one.
Yep. And I mean, again, you have people camping out. You have people waiting in line to try and get these items. But, you know, it does. There should be a limit. There should be some type of system in place where it's like, listen, one per customer. That's it. You know, if you're here with your sister and your brother, I don't care. See, no, if you guys are in the house, no.
I understand where it's one, like, per purchase, but a better way you could do it is what LEGO did with the 501st Battle Pack, is you could limit one per address and card.
Yeah.
So they can't use the same card and address on the same purchase over and over again.
And that's pretty smart on their part.
Yeah.
You know, take a page out of LEGO.
The only thing with LEGO is instead of doing one, they did three.
Right,
but obviously,
right.
In this case, with the new consoles, you would have to do one.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Long story short, my friend was—he's trying to get a PlayStation 5, and there's somebody on there, and I don't know the name. I'm sure he found whoever it was, but there's a person from Archbold, and they have 25 PlayStation 5s.
Ooh. What the fuck?
Yeah, now,
what?
Right.
How?
Now, because if you go to my Facebook, you can actually see these messages that I had with this person. I asked him. I said, "Whoa!" I said, "How the hell did somebody get their hands on 25 PlayStations?"
That's $2,500. That's $25,000. No, $12,000.
That's $12,000. Okay, so if he sells every single one of them, he'll probably make $100,000 off of it.
Maybe.
That's
but
true.
You know what, though? Maybe. Here's the thing that sucks about it. He apparently, this person that's on there on the marketplace that has it up for sale. Go on to, it should be with Andy.
Like, I'm on
Andy
your page.
Ford. There should be a, like.
Yeah.
On Facebook, right? Yeah, hang on. So if you go there, there should be a conversation with Andy. And I messaged back saying, like, how. Is
no,
there anything
like,
there?
Did they comment on one of your posts?
They did. Well, actually, I commented on theirs.
That won't be on your page.
Yeah, so, like, if I go here to, let me see, Andy Ford. And, yeah, I mean, so it says here, if you go to his, it says, I've been going through Facebook Marketplace and reporting scalpers trying to sell PS5s and Xbox Series X's for triple retail value. I encourage everyone else to as well. Some guy in Archbold has 25 PS5s, while others are trying to get them for their kids for Christmas. What a lowlife. Okay. Now, when you go to the comments, and I'm in there, and I said, whoa. I said, 25 PlayStations? How? And he replied, it looks like he works at Amazon. And I don't think that that's a coincidence.
No, it's not. Definitely.
So,
not.
You know what? Uh-huh. When you have that upper... And let's be honest, right? That's the advantage, right? You work with Amazon. So, obviously, they had to allow him to purchase those, right? I mean, unless the only thing I can think of, did he know 24 other people to purchase, and did he give them the money to do so? That's the only thing I can think of. That's the alternative, you know.
It's true, because I do see a lot on Facebook Marketplace, especially that people sell pre-orders for consoles. They don't sell the consoles.
Right. Well, eBay does the same thing too. If you want, I mean, I've seen a lot of links where they said that you could pre-order too, and it's actually people that do. You know, they will try and they'll snipe a pre-order and they'll try and purchase for you. And if they don't, they'll refund you back through your PayPal. But mm-hmm. you know, 25 systems. I totally agree with that. That is absolutely insane. I would never be the one to think that in my mind to purchase those and say, you know what, I'm going to make a payload off this. Because number one, I just wouldn't want the time and the effort to go through it. But look at what he's saying. I mean, yeah, you're taking this away from other people trying to get these systems, and you are freaking digging them a hole to pay for that fucking system. That is where I agree with the statement. It is the best way that you could define it. It is a freaking low life and a half. So I apologize. If somebody thinks that, oh, you know, I do that. I'm into that. I'm here to buy. Well, fine. You know, if you're here to make a buck and you're doing that, shame. I mean, listen, that's you have every right to do that. But you know what? Think about it in your aspect, though, too. I mean, you are taking away from other opportunity and other people. You only need one to satisfy yourself. That's where it's not that you're enjoying the product. You're all about the money, not the product.
Yep.
So that's where.
Yeah, I'm gonna no filter it, shame on you.
I agree.
You know?
100%.
That's it. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. We know that these are the new consoles out. We know that this is the big hype. I mean, I hope that whoever wants them, they get their hands on them. Again, I didn't get to plug mine in. I'm hoping to do that tomorrow.
So. Hopefully it's explode.
Guys, let's talk about that. Jen, yes. Did you hear about this? So how about this? They're plugging in these devices. I actually just read an article. I sent it to my brother, and he thought it was joking, you know? And then I said, no, I said, read this article. I said, there was actually a 19-year-old kid, and I don't know where he was from, but he got the PlayStation 5, plugged it in, 10 minutes after it being plugged into the outlet or whatever, freaking device blew up. It blew up. It combusted. And he was so close to the device, obviously he got injured. Now this kid's in an intensive care unit. Yeah, if you guys want to see the article, I could actually put this
on
Twitter
tonight. You know what's going to come out of that?
Lawsuit.
Yep.
Yep. So, yeah, money. Now he can buy all the PlayStation 5s he wants. But take caution as you plug them in. You know, I mean, it kind of sucks because I'm hearing the same thing about Xboxes, too, and I don't know if that's confirmed that they're blowing up, but I am hearing that people are so stupid enough that they're blowing vape smoke into the system. And it's causing them to crash. Why would you think... What is possessing you to blow vape smoke into your system?
Number one, why are you vape smoking?
You're asking that...
That's a good question.
You're asking that...
Yeah, better question, right? Yeah.
You're asking that to a generation that once thought eating Tide Pods was a good idea. So, I don't think you're going to get an answer.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, and they thought smoking potpourri was... The next best high.
Gen Z really stands undefeated.
Let me go out and buy some of that down to earth. Dude, you're smoking potpourri. No wonder you're freaking paralyzed.
With the bath salts and stuff. Yeah.
Remember that, Jen? Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I'm going to wake up today and, man, I can't wait to go out with my friends tonight. We're going to get so wild. I just can't wait to get my freaking nose and mouth around some bath salts. Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, I never understood it. I've actually seen it too in person. Somebody smoking down to earth potpourri. And I kid you not, I have a picture on my old phone.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. There was literally four of them on a couch, freaking paralyzed. One was hunched over a garbage can, and I kid you not, they were like that for about 5 hours. In a still position.
This.
Oh, you definitely do, because I guarantee somebody that I will not say without their permission probably showed you the picture. But yeah, I kid you not, I was there in person to actually see them, and I'm like, what are you doing? Are you really doing that? Like, oh God. Like, no, like, you're a dumbass. Like, just enjoy it. You know, we're here, just have some drinks, you know? But, yeah, no, the cool thing is, yeah, you know, my alcohol, or having fun with your friends, you know, shooting the shit, having some some beers here and there. No, we got to make it a step larger to smoke the hell out of potpourri. Potpourri that we burn for cents in the bathroom, the kitchen, wherever you put it. I don't get it. I don't get it. I to this day, I'm still trying to question, like, you're fucking paralyzed, understand. But why'd you do it? Never. I would never, ever do it. That's not my high. But yeah, what about you guys? Stay in school.
Don't do drugs.
eat your vitamins and say your prayers, brother.
There you go.
Hulk Hogan quote there, by the way. But no, I mean, really, I mean, what's everybody's take on this about exploding gaming consoles? I mean, is this another factor of going into 2020 where it's like, oh my god, we have murder hornets, we have toilet paper shortages, and now we have game consoles blowing up?
In case it does.
I think there could be multiple factors to it. Combined with the hardware they used, depending on your room temperature, if you put it in a really hot room and let it, you know, you let stuff run a while, that could definitely contribute to it.
Yeah, but to have a system plugged in for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Then combust?
There might be a, what the hell? There might be a fault in the system then.
I also want to, I don't want to say that COVID's the reason for everything, but, you know, these consoles are being, like, you know, developed and released this year, right?
It's not so, like a normal, it's not a normal
they're
release.
Being made as we speak.
It, never tested it and just released it.
Yeah, like COVID, they're probably rushing these consoles out.
So there could be a manufacturing error.
And they're not, like, you know, they're not
causing
like,
it to do that.
Did anybody in the boardroom think, like, this was a bad idea?
Microsoft is all about the money.
Good question.
I don't care what anybody says. They don't care.
So they could dish out the multiple losses?
They do not care what their freaking fans say. They are all about the money. Fuck Microsoft. End of my rant.
Good boy. You learn. I'm glad you learned something, because I was a preacher about that. But you know what? Here I am. I bought an Xbox, and the reason I did that was because I was so far away from gaming, I wanted to get back into it, and I did target Xbox, because I've been a PlayStation player for years. Jen, you've been a PlayStation
player
for years, too.
Well, I had one and two, but then I swapped over to Xbox, so I'm loyal to Xbox and Microsoft.
And it always made me so... It made me so jealous that everybody getting a kick out of these games on Xbox, I couldn't get them for PlayStation.
See, I'm more Xbox because the only game that I really wanted to play on PlayStation was God of War.
Okay.
So.
Yes, I want to play that.
Mine would be Spider-Man, but
yeah.
But the thing is, a big thing Microsoft has their advantage that PlayStation doesn't is the Game Pass.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's
I will be getting
aware
that.
Of the Game Pass. That's... It's like a Netflix subscription feed. You get like 100 plus games for like,
$10 a month. And PlayStation will never be as successful as Microsoft until Sony gets their own version of a Game Pass.
Well, they have the PlayStation market, though, don't they?
But they don't. It's nothing like the Game Pass.
Okay.
The Game Pass is like a subscription fee. Like, it's like Netflix or
you
Hulu
pay
or anything like that for games.
I think every month, and you get 100 free games.
And this doesn't go
not
on
only,
your storage?
You have to download
like, or
the
what?
Stuff.
Like,
you have to
it
download
does.
The games.
It doesn't
say
your storage.
Well,
you download
well, no,
it.
Because I heard you say it's like
yeah,
a Netflix
so,
subscription.
Matt,
so, like, it's
so
not
you
like
you pay
you're...
to have the subscription
go ahead.
Where you can go and play these hundreds of games without buying the game.
Yeah, the games,
okay.
The game... The
yeah.
Games,
so you just download
the
it.
The games don't automatically...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I got you, Jen.
As long as you have the subscription, you can play
the game. You can choose what games to download.
I gotcha. Yeah. Guys, yeah. you have to
and
remember I've been out
also,
of it for a
okay.
while. Please, please be kind.
We'll get you back.
And it's and also you have to, another big thing about the Game Pass, it's not only like, you know, there's a great game out there, like I'm pretty sure one of them that's there, like which is a heavy hitter, is Red Dead Redemption 2.
Okay.
Isn't the Game Pass. But the thing is, every Microsoft exclusive that's available
will be on
and
the
that's
Game
coming
Pass.
Out, or that has come out or hasn't come out, releases day one into Game Pass.
So
you
we're
don't
talking
have to
like
buy
Red Dead Revolver.
There.
So, Matt, perfect example of this. Do you remember when Gears 5 launched?
Yeah.
I got to play
that was at the Game
2 days early because I had the Game Pass.
Because of Game Pass, yep.
Which Sony does not have anything like that.
But you would think they would, though. Like, how do you compete with your counterpart in game consoles?
Sony's dumb.
You know?
Sony's dumb. And this is also on PC, too. It's not only, like, an Xbox thing. It's, like, it's also on the PC, Xbox Store.
You can log in
to
your Microsoft account on your PC and still have the Game Pass and play the games that are eligible for crossplay between PC and Xbox and play them on your PC.
That's interesting.
And that's what I did with Gears 5.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, great game.
It's a great value for your money. Oh yeah, Gears 5 is great. But Game Pass is like the best value for any gamer's money, for sure.
I agree with that.
Okay.
I agree.
Well, I'm believing you, so I would agree with that. Okay. So moving on, I think, where do we go with the next topics in gaming?
I have one.
Go ahead.
So, next topic is new game releases.
New game releases,
and
okay.
It's going to sound like I'm repeating myself. So I know, Jenna, before you say anything, I know.
Minecraft.
I was going to say Minecraft.
Oh.
They're making a sequel.
Thank God.
To Horizon.
Keanu Reeves.
Jenna, I know. They are making a sequel to it.
I'm sorry, I have to laugh at that. That's because fine. Now every time I hear you talk about this,
it's fine.
It's equivalent. It's equivalent to her Keanu Reeves.
Listen, when you finally play the game and understand the game how I understand it,
is it on Xbox?
It is.
Oh. No.
PS. It's on PC. It's on Steam.
It's
not. Sorry,
it's a PlayStation exclusive. Yeah. That's also on PC.
No offense to PC gaming.
Matt can.
I could.
Matt can play it.
I could.
And then he will understand.
I can play it.
Finally.
Yes.
What is a recent game you guys have played that has recently come out? I haven't played anything in quite some time,
because I've been busy since the pandemic started. But my wish list is...
Understandably.
Tony Hawk's... Like, you know, the Pro Skater 1 and 2 that was re-released. Yes. That was, like, my childhood.
Pro Skater, the remakes,
like,
right?
I remember, like, coming home from school, throwing the backpack down, and playing some Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater introduced me to a lot of, like,
speaking
music
of remakes,
that I decided that I like to enjoy, too.
Oh, yeah. I played mm-hmm. 2 as a
great
kid.
Tunes.
No, 3. As a kid, I remember vividly playing through that. I would rent it. I would love
it.
Yes. Yeah.
Blockbuster.
Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of remakes, has anyone played the Mafia remake? The Mafia 1 remake? It's fantastic. It's like...
Okay.
It's like Martin Scorsese
level.
It
looked awesome.
Like, no. I don't know if anyone's played the original Mafia game or not. But they did a lot of things from... Adding to the story, they added to the characters that had barely any screen time. They changed the voice actor to like be more accurate to like the time period and mm-hmm. like nationality. And they just added a bunch of little details. It's a very detailed game, and it's one of my favorite remakes, along with maybe the Resident Evil 2.
Yeah, the Resident Evil, I will say, I wasn't a big fan of the original games, but the remake... The remake was hella good.
My favorite remakes so far were Spyro and Crash Bandicoot because they were the epitome of my childhood. Like, I've probably played through the remake,
you know,
like, in the past, what, 2 or 3 years now that we've had it? Like, at least a mm-hmm. dozen times.
Well, that's the last remake I played. And that was when my brother was living here, so...
Yeah.
I mean...
Go ahead.
Jenna, you said you...
Go ahead.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you say you had a PS2, right?
I did.
But you had a
yep.
PS2
as
well?
I did as well.
I remember when... Go ahead.
I hope I'm not the only one here that remembers this. I've played through these games because I love this trilogy. And this is a game, like, these are the games. If I want any remake and a reason for me to buy a PS5 even, I want it to be these games, and they're not that popular anymore.
Oh, I remember Jak and Daxter.
But Jak and Daxter.
Yes, yes, yes.
Jak and Daxter. Mm-hmm. The Jak and Daxter trilogy needs to be remade ASAP. I don't know why it hasn't. I don't know why it hasn't. Someone picked it up. Naughty Dog just forgot about it. They're making Last of Us 2, which is fantastic. You know, all those Last of Us games, story games, but they need to remake Jak and Daxter. Jak and Daxter was my childhood. I remember, like, vividly being so into
Ratchet and Clank.
Ratchet and Clank.
I wish.
But those are being remade. Those are being they're still popping. They're still popular. But Jak and Daxter was just forgotten. I don't know why or how, because they had such a great, like, mature story too for what they were trying to do. Because that's just classic Naughty Dog, like Uncharted, Last of Us. They have those great storylines and get great narratives. But Jak and Daxter never got that level of, like, detail that should
it, like,
received.
I remember, like the original Crash Bandicoots, it was kind of, like, a little bit better than that, I feel like.
I think
So, like, that's what they focused on.
At that time when all of them were being released, I think it just came down to saying, hey, we're going to remake the ones that had the most popularity.
I want the
and
rest
for as
of
good as Jak and Daxter popular. Was, I just have a feeling the other games were more popular at
I want
at
the
that
rest
time.
Of the Spyro series.
Forgot
I need
it. Because Jak and Daxter... Jak and Daxter was never as big as
Ratchet and
Clank and Crash. But, Jak and... I like Jak and Daxter a lot better because I was maybe, like, 8 when I played through these games, but they had a very mature story for what they were trying to do. And maybe not the first one. The first one was more like, you know, like, you know, young boy does platforming, saves the world. But, like, the second one and third one were more like a mature, like, tonal shift completely. They were trying to, like, mostly, like, try to, like, go in.
Mm-hmm. I remember the third
more
one.
More the
really
GTA
well.
Aspects of things. Open world, mature story. Oh, the third one was my favorite. Those games never got the recognition they deserve.
Yeah,
and I think
I agree with that.
If they should get a remake.
Totally.
I think they should get a remake.
No, but you know what, though? Absolutely. It's kind of funny because, like, the first Grand Theft Auto game that came out, you know, first off, looked nothing like the Grand Theft Autos that people hype about today. You know?
Oh, no way.
Like, it actually looked like, you know, it was just... it was in map view. You'd get in a car, you'd drive, blah, 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 go here, there, you know, but it just got more intensive as it grew. But, you know, that was one that I always kind of questioned. Like, if you went back to the original Grand Theft Auto and you had the opportunity to remake it, you know, that one could actually, I mean, that could use some potential there and could really maybe be, I mean, if they're remaking these games the way they are, remake it, remaster it, where to a point it's okay, instead of being that corny game we remember, make it more memorable now. I said the same thing about Twisted Metal.
Yeah, like,
you know, I'd love to see a remake, like an actual, and there's probably already, maybe there is a remake out there, maybe that I'm not aware of, but remake the original Twisted Metal, but make it in today's sense. Like, don't design it like you did with Twisted Metal Black when it came out for PlayStation 2, you know?
Yeah, that was a good thing that the Mafia remake I talked about. Like, the first one was super, like, corny a little bit. It was, like, very stereotypical and corny, but the game was good. The story was still there. It was very, like, again, like, Martin Scorsese level of quality. But the new remake made it, like, you know, like, they updated it. They made it, like, today's standards. They made it more like a cinematic thing than it was before, which I think more games should do. And I think the Mafia remake is like a standard remake should. Like,
I want a remake of the old SOCOM games.
Ooh, that would be cool.
That's what I want.
I said the same thing with Siphon Filter too.
The SOCOM games were fun. Like, they weren't only fun; they were also difficult. No matter what difficulty you played, I found.
Another game that should be remade is, like, the PS2 trilogy of GTA games, like GTA
Vice
3.
Vice City,
San Andreas.
See, I like San Andreas better than Vice City.
I don't know which one I like more. I like the 80s so much, but I also love San Andreas.
I like so the 90s like heavy... more than the 80s. Even though I was born...
That's,
well,
I see why, then.
I mean we're born in the 80s, but, you know, mm-hmm. we're mm-hmm. right, we grew, you up, grew into up in the 90s. 90s. That's why, you know?
Yeah. Which makes sense. Just, yep. It's like a nostalgia thing. Yeah. But those
I
games
like it. I think it's a good idea.
There's so many games that, like, deserve a nice little remake treatment. Like, games that didn't have enough recognition, or games that are, like, very popular growing up. Like, what's that game you remember, like, being really, like...
Glued to as a kid?
Like, for example... Yeah, because, like, well, besides, you know, like Jenna said, besides the, Tony Hawk Pro Skater, yeah, those
Game
got
Boy
remade.
Stuff, I mean, I could always remember being glued to Nintendo 64. I mean, my God. GoldenEye. Yep.
GoldenEye. GoldenEye yeah. did get a remake, though, but
yeah,
it wasn't
well received.
Because it was with Daniel Craig. They changed it.
And I just think that, you know, with how it is, I mean, that opened my eyes to the first-person shooter game. So, mm-hmm. that was cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you talk to anybody that played that game back in the day, it was monumental to FPS because everybody and their brothers were trying, or whoever you want to call it, in their family, they were all trying to get a copy of 007 GoldenEye because it was so hyped. And it was such a killer game. Yeah, go ahead.
Before that game, weren't like FPSs more like Doom and
Doom.
Quake and Wolfenstein, like, you know, like the 2D aspect. No, it was 3D, but it was like,
yeah, it's like, so it hard, like, because I mean, I would say, like, games that I loved, any of the, I mean, the Final Fantasy, the RPG games, loved Final Fantasy. I played the hell out of those games when I was young, and even now. No, I never. 15. Nothing current. Yeah. But I mean, Metal Gear Solid, that was awesome. Yeah.
Oh, Metal Gear Solid, another game that should be remade.
And
right
that's been a big talk. Big talk.
I loved 5, but if they remade 1, 2, and 3 with 5's engine, mm-hmm. perfect.
Jen, how about you? What about some games that you liked when you were a kid?
Yeah,
anything
I had
that,
like,
you could
the
think
Scooby-Doo
of?
Collection. Well, I don't know if you guys ever played the Scooby-Doo games.
I played through those. There was like mm-hmm. there was a DS port that,
like,
happened, and I played through the DS.
One was like Mayhem. One was like Night of a Thousand Frights or something. I don't remember what the third one calls, but
I remember playing that one.
There's like a trilogy, I think, of like Scooby Doo games, but I loved those. Mm-hmm. I remember there was also mm-hmm. like a Looney
games.
Tunes game that I was particularly attached to as well.
Was it, what system?
Looney Tunes game.
Yeah.
PlayStation? Okay.
I think it was... It had something to do with time travel,
I
too.
Remember.
Like Looney Tunes.
Like a Scooby-Doo game or something else?
It was like Lost in Time or something. I don't know.
Looney Tunes.
I was particularly attached to that one, too. That one was fun.
How about you, Zach?
Interesting.
I mean, for me, the most one that I would want to see remade is SOCOM and Metal Gear, because those are the games I enjoyed playing.
Metal Gear. Fun story how I never played a Metal Gear game until last year. Yeah, and I played through all of them in one sitting. Like, one, like, long
You guys
summer.
Want to hear something funny? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, how did I learn about Metal Gear? Okay. Now, wait. This is the. You want to talk about nostalgic. Jen, you will get a kick out of this because you probably had this, too. Pizza Hut. They had a promotion for PlayStation. They did. Back in the day. Metal Gear Solid was a really, really hyped game at the time. I think at that mm-hmm. time, too, Twisted Metal 2 just came out. So that was also on the demo. I'm trying to think of some other games. There was a Resident Evil version. I think it was Resident Evil 2. There was like 5 demo games that you could play on this demo disc that Pizza Hut gave you.
I feel like it was Resident Evil 2. I think I know what you're talking about.
Right. And it was only to promote that these games were coming out.
Yeah.
And that is the first time that I ever learned, because I remember going up to Pizza Hut with my dad, with my brother. You know, we got whatever we had. And they gave us this blue little envelope that said it was Pizza Hut Play or whatever it was called, or Pizza Hut Play with Pizza Hut, whatever the hell it was. I guarantee you I still have the demo. I'd have to go to my parents and
I'd have to look at the CD. I used to get the PlayStation Magazine,
yeah.
And it would come with a disc every month for demos, yeah.
Demos, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Demo discs?
Wow, that's right? You never hear that anymore. But that's how I learned about Metal Gear Solid. Yeah. If it wasn't for playing that demo, and that demo waiting to get that freaking game, I think
Metal Gear was a legendary series.
I'm going to tell you something right now. If you go into the PlayStation archive, and you want to say that there is, listen, name the top five PlayStation games of all time, Metal Gear Solid is definitely on that list.
Absolutely. I have to agree. It's definitely one of the better stories ever made, and I know that Hideo Kojima was trying so hard to blend gaming with cinema, and I think he did a fantastic
job with
that. Not
only that, though, I mean, look at the creativity in villains. Psycho Mantis.
Oh, yeah.
Psycho Mantis. Revolver Ocelot. Yeah.
Revolver Ocelot.
My God.
He's incredible. My favorite villain in the game.
The list of villains that they had, even though that it wasn't much, they were notable. Like, they were... And Psycho Mantis was such a pain in the ass in that game.
Hated him. I hated fighting him. Yeah, but like I think it's one of the better stories written in video games.
Then Liquid Snake at the end.
Absolutely.
You know what game would be really funny for them to remake, but never will? The 2005 Battlefront. Shoot
it. Oh man!
Like they did, but
they
not,
did.
They
not really.
It. I'm saying like just remake the game to updated graphics. Just keep the mechanics the same.
Oh, the things, the mechanics are so dated now.
It'd be funny, but they won't.
People would just bitch and complain about it.
I can't see that happening.
Yeah. It'd be pretty funny. Yeah, I would love it.
I would love to.
If it was.
Yeah.
Well, do we have anything else? Do we have any more topics on the table?
I think that's it. I don't have anything else.
I think that's it.
Okay. Well.
Oh
yeah.
Go
ahead.
If you let me, I'll speak for hours. No. So we don't have that time.
Listen, if you have something to conclude out, because this is usually where we say now for the last chances, we go into now again for the good of the group. Even though that we had a good for the group in the beginning, you know, we like to also end on that for our episodes as well. So for the good of the group, does anybody else have anything else to conclude? Okay.
Minecraft is not a kids game.
Yes, it is.
And RTX cards. No, it's not. RTX cards are amazing. That's all I got.
Pablo, are you sure you don't have anything else to add? Come on now.
You don't do that to me. YouTube will be on a leash right now.
Negative.
Has anyone played the Yakuza games?
I've heard of them before, though.
Okay, never mind. No, I'm done. I'm good.
He's out.
I'm good. Don't keep me here. I'm out. I will. If you, I'm a nerd. I will speak for hours on
maybe another
episode. Have the time.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
You're always welcome.
I would love
back.
That. I would like that.
All right. Well, we'll definitely schedule something ahead down the road, and we'll. We embrace gaming. We love gaming. It is definitely a huge, huge area in pop culture today. Not just with, with movies and TV and music, books. But, the gaming pop culture has brought so many characters, so many titles, so many notable moments.
And I will reiterate.
Look what we just did in this episode alone. We backtracked and we went into our oldie days to, the new days.
I will reiterate once again, for those of you that say gaming has not affected somebody's life, you are 100% completely wrong.
Yeah.
Gaming impacts many people's lives in today's world, especially with the situation going on right now.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think this is where we're going to ask everybody to just hit the start button on their controllers and please select the option quit game, because we are all out of time. Jenna, I would like for you to sign us off for the evening. I have nothing to say, but if you have anything additional to add, please do so. I'm all out of ideas, and my well has been
ran dry. So if you guys want to stay tuned with us for the next couple episodes, we have some fun topics cooking up for you guys. So we have a special episode and another special guest next week, and then we go back to I think we're going to do a Thanksgiving special. Did we talk about that? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to do Thanksgiving.
So we're
going to
do a Thanksgiving special, and then that's going to bring us right into December. So if there's any sort of Christmas, holiday, whatever topics that you want us to talk about, shoot us an email. We'll make sure to include that. Just want to thank everybody for coming along on this journey with us, and I want to thank Zach and Pablo for being here with us tonight. You guys are welcome back.
Ditto.
Of course.
You'll be back again.
So that pretty much
definitely will be back again.
Absolutely. We know
so
that.
That's gonna wrap us up for the evening, guys. Thank you, lads, and we will be with you guys next week. Stay tuned.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, guys. Bye.